Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new, you were hating on the low. I've been new, they were hating on the low. I've been new, he was hating on the low. I've been new, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new, you were hating on the low. I've been new, they were hating on the low. I've been new, he was hating on the low. I've been new, she was hating on the low.
What's happening, world? Welcome back to another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Biz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? I'm ready for another Sunday fun day. So as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, smoke something up. Come kick it with your folk, your people. We about to get into it, man. Another Sunday fun day.
For sure. I don't know, I already pulled some up, so it's a lituation today.
Oh, it's going to be one of them type of nights. Okay. All
man,
right.
One of them
let's
type of nights tonight. All right.
Let's turn it up a couple
shout
nights.
Shout out to our
know?
Top five countries tuning in, Mo Beezy.
Yeah, so let me run it down for the people out there. So number five, we got Bangladesh, man. Back-to-back weeks on the top five. So we do appreciate the love and the support. You know, y'all listening to Real Adult Talk, wherever you at, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you. Number four, big shout out to Europe, the top of Europe, you know what I'm saying? The very top, you know what I'm saying? Finland coming through, once again, they've been really consistent this last month. So, you know, peace and shout out to everybody out there. Finland, we do appreciate it. Number three, India. India's been holding tight at this spot, too. Shout out to India. Shout out to the Bay of Bengal. You know what I'm saying? There's some wild people out there. Always got to get them a shout out. So peace and love to everybody out there in India. Number two, we have Brazil. South America, you know, big shout out to Salvador. So if anybody out there listening from Salvador, big shout out to y'all. It looks like y'all got a beautiful city, you know what I'm saying? I definitely want to come out there and visit one of these days. You know, I'm not sure if I'm ever going to get out to Brazil, but if I do, Salvador will be my place where I'm going to go. And then, of course, number one, we have the home team. So big shout out to the United States, you know, all the fly cities, you know, all 50 states, north, south, east, west. Big shout out to the Great Lakes, New Amsterdam. Let's do it, man. So that's the top five.
Where is Bangladesh at?
Yeah, you know, that's funny because I was like, you know what, let me look at this map because, you know, I got a world map in my living room.
Yeah,
so I'm looking and I'm like, yo, I thought Bangladesh was on here, right? But it's not updated on my map. So I Google it because I know it's like in around India. So basically for the people out there, India, Bangladesh is in the middle of, it's like right under China, next to Nepal, and then like right next to India. So it's like in that, you know, it's like north of Thailand, and under China and next to India. So that's Bangladesh, man. So, you know, big shout out to y'all out there, you know, listening. Definitely.
Okay.
We appreciate it. Yes.
Big busy. Man, shout out to all the parents here in the United States. Their kids are starting to go back to school. I know you happy. Our school started back here on Wednesday, but my youngest son, he starts Monday because they had such a high turnover rate from kids coming from homeschool to public school. So they were backed up, you know, but he starts Monday, so both of them will be officially going to school tomorrow. I'm super excited about that.
Nice.
You know, just waiting to get those couple of hours. By the time you really get up and start moving, they coming home anyway. So it's kind of like, you know, yeah, you just get that uninterrupted time where you know that they somewhere learning and doing what they got to do. You know what I'm saying? Grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. Other than that, man, this week is like new beginnings. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was for me. How was your week?
So my week, I'm calling this Welcome to the 20s. You know, for some reason, I just been reflecting. I guess because my birthday is in a couple days, so I'm just reflecting, man. And it's like, you know, welcome to the 20s, man. Like, you know, we're in a time that people are going to look back and be like, this was the 20s, not the roaring 20s of the past century, but the 2020s, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we right into 2023, that's when you start to see a decade start to take shape. And it just seems like it really is taking shape and starting to get an identity. You know, we're in this digital era, you know, this new wave of information. And so, you know, that's been my week, you know, kind of reflecting on that, just getting ready for my birthday and just, you know, just setting goals and, you know, things that I want to, you know, just really accomplish in these next, you know, years, you know what I'm saying, really make my stamp on certain things. So so it's just been very reflective, but just quiet and peaceful. As I head into this next trip around the earth. So, you know, that was my week pretty much. How was your week?
Oh, man. New beginnings, right? So I have a nonprofit organization, and you got to really move different, right, when you have these type of businesses because it's big business. And in June, I closed my banking account, right, that I had. So I'm not going to call their name, but I just was not pleased with the service at all. You was taking more money than you know, I was appreciative of. So I went to go sign up for a new account, and then I missed the appointment because, of course, I had clients. So I'm finally going this Wednesday to set up the new account, which I'm happy about. I got checks that I just been adding up because you can't put these checks in just a personal account. You literally got to put these checks in a business account. So I've been grinding off of the money that I've been making. You know what I'm saying? So it's a new day come Wednesday. I get to have some money, you know, hold on to something. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy about that.
New money.
We're gearing up, getting ready to do another community giveaway. I'm hella excited about that. I want to do something different, though, Mo, because, you know, here's the thing.
What's the last
community giveaway, what I see, the older women, they came out there. The older women was getting stuff for their grandkids. The older women was getting stuff for their grandkids. The men were coming out getting stuff for them. The women were getting stuff for them, but very few of them was getting stuff for the kids unless they had a child with them. And then they would be like, you know, had a child pick stuff out.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say is this, you know, like what type of items was there? You know, like, you know, if you don't
we
mind.
We had all types of items. We had items for children, for women, for men. You know what I'm saying? And
okay, so you
it
had different
like
items that
men.
You could pick for somebody else. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was just, okay, so it wasn't
but, like,
just
like. It's like you would think, like, I said, you can get two items, right? Everybody can get two items. I think I wanted to see the men say, okay, let me get one item for me and one item for my child. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't seeing that. You see men, like, focusing on themselves. So this community giveaway, I want to go in an area for women and children, even though it's stuff for men, because women will get stuff for their men. We had a lady come up there, and she was like, well, I want this for me, and, you know, my boyfriend, he has children. Can I get them something? Yes. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, it's a living, learn situation. And
yeah.
I want to cater to everybody, but I wanted to kind of move in a way that we was only out there for an hour and a half, right? We was like about an hour and a half. So it moved pretty fast. Like, we had over 100 and something items. It moved pretty dang going fast. So with that hour and a half, I just want to see more women and more men that are, you know, in tune with what they're doing, you know? All this stuff I give away for free, like hair clippers, wigs, all of this stuff, just whatever you need, I'm coming to give it to you for free. We had some people that were looking at me like I was crazy. I'm like, it's free. They looking like, man, ain't nothing free. You know, and you got that type of mindset within certain people that just does not believe that you are giving somebody something away for free. And it's because you got all these people that's coming and said, hey, you get this for free, and then they want you to sign up for something, or they want you to give something. I had people that was like, okay, I only got, like, a couple dollars on my Cash App. Baby, I don't need nothing from your Cash App. Are you for real? Like, it was a culture shock to our people that, you know, two black women was in the middle of a busy-ass place giving stuff away. I don't want nothing from you. And, you know, supreme gratitude. It was a brother, too, that said, no, I got to give you some. I want to donate to you. And I was very appreciative of those donations, you know what I'm saying, that they did give me. But we're gearing up. We're doing something bigger. So I'm targeting the area that I'm going in. Until I get into a building, I still have to collaborate with these businesses, you know, people to sponsor what I'm doing. I'm thankful to, you know, the man that gave me the opportunity to be at this gas station. He was an Indian man, and he gave me the opportunity. He was like, yeah, you can do it. Yeah, you can do it. And as the people started going in the store, like, man, they really giving stuff out their way for free. He came out, you know what I'm saying, you know, shook my hand, asked for my card. Like, I want to donate. I got people that want to donate stuff. I want to be able to call you and give you stuff. Like, he was just like, man, this is amazing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody have little things, but just for me to get out of the neighborhood and just give all this stuff away, it's a beautiful experience, you know? And I give stuff away based on the money that I make, right? Because every 2 weeks with the money I make, I go and order, you know, I order pallets. You know what I'm saying? To be able to give to the neighborhood. I do private giveaways, and I do public giveaways. Private meaning that I would go to a facility and just say, here, you know what I'm saying? Here's you know, what I want to give you. Public is just, hey, whoever walks up, you can get something. So I'm grateful for that. We're gearing up for another giveaway. You know, people are shortchanged right now. You know, they done got their kids back in school, and I'm proud of that. And I'm happy for those.
Stuff like that. That's always good. Like school supplies right now. You know.
I was giving away scooters, like everything, anything for a kid, adult, a woman or man. I was giving it away. You know what I'm saying? Like they ran through the scooter so fast. Like, man, let me get diapers, man, wipes, like whatever, you know. So that was a blessing. That was a blessing. That was a big blessing. We're doing that. Also, this week it was just really laid back. I go so hard, and I've been going so hard. And as you know, people know, my husband has come back in the country, so I gotta revamp what I'm doing. And now, like, I'm slowing down my work a little bit because I have to focus more on the house and focus more on, you know, being a helpmate versus just only focus on me being selfish, you know?
Yeah.
Just focus on the check.
Helping each other out.
So I'm slowing down some things. I stopped doing personal readings. I stopped doing the life coaching. I have a couple clients right now I got about one more week with both of them, and then after this one more week with both of them, I will be done. So, you know, just kind of slowing down, man, what I'm doing.
Nice.
So that's my week, just putting things in perspective.
Okay, nice. Well, that's awesome, you know what I'm saying? So, and as we get ready for this for the fall too, you know, because like, wow, back to school in Atlanta already. Wow, they quick, you know. August, I'm like, man, you know, back in my day, you know, we didn't go back to school until what, the day after Labor Day. That's just wow, man. That's a whole month.
Right.
Yes. Wow. So yep. So that's what's up. So we got an interesting topic tonight.
Right. So, man, listen, I put this topic on Facebook, y'all. I put this topic on Facebook a couple of days ago. Got a lot of response, a lot of comments, very mixed energy. And I wanted to bring it to the show. Why not, right?
Talk about it.
Right. What is the show? What is the topic, Mo?
Yeah, all right. So let me run it down for the people. So tonight's topic is, why can't men be good side dudes like women? You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
Wow.
When I read that,
I was like, whoa, okay, this was Black one tonight. I'm like, it must be a story time or something. You know, something had to inspire this. So... Why don't you tell the people like how you came up with this topic, you know, and then like you said, you put it on FB, Facebook, and you know, you got some responses. And if you could just tell the people like some of the responses you got from the males, some of the responses you got from the females, and then let's talk about it. Then I'll give you my take on it.
Man, so listen. I put this up because I seen a chick on Facebook, right? And she made this comment, and she was being funny, but I felt like it was worth entertaining, right? Because people genuinely feel this way. And so she said, my relationship would be perfect if my side dude would cooperate.
Wow.
Something like that. And I was like, what? And I had to read it a couple times, like, what is she talking about? And it just hit me, right? So years and years ago, you know, I'm talking and, you know, I'm proactive of, you know, being real, being who you are, being upfront. And so I had a cousin and she was like, nobody, you ain't got to be real with nobody. Nobody should know what you're doing. And I said, huh? And I looked at her ass like, man, she happy, she in love, she this, she that. But the whole time, most of these women that you look and they happy, they in love, they doing something completely different than the image that they putting out there. So I'm just asking, like, I'm like, okay, well, and then I hear the stories, right? And so I put this up, and of course we had mixed reviews saying, you know, one guy was like, oh, I was a perfect side dude, but I was ready. So if she didn't give me what I wanted, I was telling. You know, like, that's not perfect. Then you got more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got an attractive.
Yeah.
And then you had somebody else that's like, if I would, but like, men don't care. You know, men don't really care. You know, so many men in the club, so many women in the club, men don't really care. So I'm like, you know, okay, but that's not true. You know what I'm saying? Because look and see how much people really do care. You know, people don't really be wanting to, you know, share. So, Mo, I know you got some stories what you call them days?
My savage gentleman? From my what?
I seen it. Yeah.
All right. What's up? Talk about it. Ask me about it. What's up?
You say what?
No. I thought you were about to say something.
No, I know. And what is your savage gentleman days? That's what I was saying. So I know you got some stories. So
I want to hear your savage gentleman stories.
Okay. Well, this is hashtag happily married man and all of this type of ish. You know what I'm saying? So hashtag happily married man. So, you know, in my days, you know, I've definitely, I guess, been that side cat, you know what I'm saying, back in the days. And I would just play my position, you know what I'm saying? So I never got my feelings involved. Because like I said, the way I always talk about my past, I guess, rendezvous, you know, I've always been the type of person where it's just like, one night stands, jump offs, and stuff like that. So I would never get too involved. There was always a lustful situation for me. You know what I'm saying? So I would never get too attached. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's the key of that. And then I knew certain parameters that I just wouldn't touch. You know what I'm saying? So certain, like, back in the day, like certain women, if they're married and stuff like that, I don't deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just, and then families, like married or families, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to break that up. I don't want to break that up, you know what I'm saying? Because I value family, and I don't want to be that guy that broke up a happy home. So, you know, I always just...
Marriage, you're saying married people, right?
Yeah, married people or just families. So I'm saying definitely married people, but just families. If I see a family dynamic, because everybody's not married, but they might have, you know, their girl and their kids, and they stay together and stuff like that. So if that's the case, I don't want to break up that dynamic. You know what I'm saying? And those be the ones that really be trying to see what's good. You know what I'm saying? And that's where you got to be careful, because that's where I think that's like the forbidden fruit. You know what I'm saying? And that's where you get into situations. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you got a family and stuff like that, you never know how somebody's going to react to that. You know, you breaking up their home and stuff like that. So I've always moved cautiously when it comes to that. But as far as, if a female just had like a dude, they just, you know, they with, really know, you know, like, or the less I knew, the better. That's another thing. Like, I don't need to know all this other stuff, what's going on. I don't need to be pillow talk. You don't need to be pillow talking to me and all that. Keep that over there. So that's been another way that I've navigated that. So, I've never really caught feelings and stuff like that in that type of situation, because I knew, especially if I'm getting what I want, like, I want the extraness, you know what I'm saying? If I can just meet this person on certain terms, and it's just, you know.
You just said that reminded me of one of the comments, which was absolutely hilarious. He was like, a man will lie to get out the house to be with his side chick, but a woman, you got to wait on her to be on bad terms or wait on her to get out of the house. Ain't nobody got the patience for all that.
That's That's true. yeah, a female, they really, yeah, for them to step out like that, they really do got to be on bad terms, or they got to really have their tracks covered.
Women are very precise about what they do.
Yeah.
You're not getting a woman that's just trying to go and just be reckless about it for real, unless she just really likes toxic
situations. You got to really, set that thing up right. You know what I'm saying? You got to really make it just all into place. And for guys out there, when it comes to this type of situation, you can never get out of, like, go against the grain and get too, you got to let things fall into place. You can't, like, be doing too much trying to meet up with this particular person and stuff like that, because that's where things get off track, you know what I'm saying? And that's where you can get into some situations. And the thing is, you know, transparency, just keeping it a buck. You know what I'm saying? You keeping it a buck. Work. And then like you said, the less I know, the better. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to know all the ins and outs. I ain't trying to know all everything that's going on. So, you know, so those are my.
Good job. Right.
Yeah, those are my scenarios. So how about you, though?
Okay.
Like, so
the last comment that I really resonated with, she was like, when men do it, this is bigged up, right? Like, yeah, bro, you got them chicks. But when a woman do it, she's a whore, she's a slut. You know what I'm saying? And the playing fields are uneven, and we are too far, you know, in the game to, you know, be in this energy. But it's all about the male ego. So when it comes for me, you know what I'm saying? Like when my perception of it, when it comes to a woman, especially like somebody, because for a man to even agree with this and be down with it, it's going to be somebody that he like, and he's not going to want to share that person. You know what I'm saying? But he may not cut it. He may not be what he need to be, you know, number one. And she may have somebody that they just really don't, you know, they don't cross all the T's and they don't dot all the I's. So she just looking for somebody to fill in the other pieces that this person don't cut, right? But for whatever reason, they there for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got something going for a reason. And men don't get it because, one, yeah, you got to wait till they can get out of the house. You know, a woman is not reckless. A man is. A man doesn't know that women pay attention to their routines and their habits. And they will argue you down about their routines and their habits and nothing changed, but you can actually clearly see it, so it's no point of speaking on it. Women, they don't break routine. They do not break routine. So it has to be along those lines. If a woman is in a relationship, she is not in the streets all the time. Not a woman. Like, you know, somebody that's just loose as a goose doing it. She doing. A woman is not in the streets all the time. So, yeah, you have to have that patience for her to get out. One, you know, it's rules. You don't text me. I text you. When I get out, you make time. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you're doing, boom, you make time. I feel as though men are too in their ego. Like, you're not going to little boy me, or you're not going to second me.
Well, speak
but
on that, though, when you say
men.
Ego. Like when you say ego, elaborate on that a little bit. Like, what's the scenario?
Because men feel like you're not going to little boy me, or you're not going to second me. You know what I'm saying? To anybody.
Meaning what?
When
they try to, like, reschedule or something like that, what you mean by that? When the guy
yeah,
saying
like,
you're not
basically
gonna look,
a man does saying? Not know. First of all, the man automatically knows that he's coming second to something else. You know what I'm saying? He already knows that he's coming second to something else. So that's something that he got to deal with in itself, right? Especially when somebody's used to being number one. Number two, it's like, you know, you got to play by somebody else's rules. And men are used to being in charge, right? So it's one of these things, it's like, you know, a man in his head, like, oh, well, you doing all of this over here, you know, but yet, you know, I see you when I see you. And it's like, you know, a mature woman, she don't want no man that's sitting back like, oh, well, since I'm the side dude, you got to pay for everything. That's not how that works. You're getting a privilege to be the side dude, so you still going to have to run it and cut a check and do what you got to do. You know, it's all about like the ego. Like, but even though it's just, you know, it's something else there, a man will try to swing this position, swing this energy to fit his ego. okay, well, since you're doing this, then I need you to do that. Oh, well, since you're doing this, then we need to look at it like that. Oh, well, since you're doing this, then, you know what I'm saying? A man has to swing his ego. And it's not that serious. It's kind of like, why are we even in this energy? Just do what you got to do.
Feelings getting too, yeah, like ego, and then that could be feelings, you know what I'm saying, and stuff
that
like that. Like
you can, especially if you've been with somebody for a long time. Listen, if a woman has been with somebody for a long time, right, she may need something different. If a woman had, like, we're in a relationship, and boom, the business part of it is good, the family part of it is good, but there's something else lacking. You know what I'm saying? So you too invested to walk away. You just have to create your own narrative. You feel me? There's several situations on why a woman would get somebody on the side, right, to feel it. What if his thing don't work? You know what I'm saying? What if his pee-pee not working? You know, she can go get something from someone else but still put in this work with the family, right? You have some women that are in a situation that they can't walk away from. And it's on a spiritual connection. The only way that it's going to walk away is he leaves. You know what I'm saying? It ain't finna be no, you know, and that's me. Like, he got to leave me. I can't leave him. And so, you know, it's so many different things that happen in a connection. You know, a woman can put some shit in the air and make a nigga feel uncomfortable to leave, you know? But you have to be on that type of time, just no matter what's going on. And so you're like, okay, well, let me just get something, you know, over here, you know, the past my time or to make it right, you know? But these men, they more on the woman's stage now. You know, they trying to figure out who you with, where you live, how long you been together. Listen, you said it the best. It's none of your business. You don't need to know none of that. Just be available when I call you. Exactly. Hey, can you get out tonight?
That's it. Exactly.
Can you get out
That's
tonight?
It.
Yeah, I can get out tonight. Okay, cool. You know, sometimes she going to get out the house and then call you. Hey, check this out. In 15 minutes, I'm going to be right here at this spot. You got to, hey, I'm 30 minutes away, but I'll be there. Chill. You know, you got to maneuver for that. Like, that's that old school shit. But these young brothers, they just be on some other stuff. This is why women rarely get caught. Because if you're a woman, and not saying this is me, but I was listening to some older women. These older women, they deal with married men. Why? Because they're in a situation that they're married. So you're going to deal with somebody else that's married that ain't, you know what I'm saying, that got a little bit of leeway to be able to, you know, stick and move. They ain't even on all that other stuff. You feel me?
True. Yeah, no, that's deep.
So you have to match your own, you have to match your own energy by yourself single-handedly. Nobody has time for the ignorant shit.
Yeah, you got to be careful. And then also, too, you know, we're in the social media age, too. So, you know, that's another thing. People can't be doing the most on social media. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just all that.
And then you always see that there, like, oh, the side chick, she on the main dude's social media watching him posting his girl and this, that, other. I don't play that social media crap. I just do not. I do not have time for none of that stuff. Listen, my partner not on my page, I'm not on his page. If he want to come to my page and look, he can. I want to go to his page and look, I can. We do not play that social media crap. I'm not doing this for nobody other than me. I'm very open. I'm very upfront. You're going to know that I got somebody. That's just what it is. Yes, I have somebody. Yes, I'm in tune. Yes, I'm, you know what I'm saying? But all that other stuff, man, I don't do all that. I just don't.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just rules to it. But, yeah, you're right, though. So, once again, tonight's topic is why can't men be good side dudes like women? And I think you brought up some good points. The ego. You're saying the ego is the main thing that gets in the way. And then feelings. And I think when that thing gets too good, and that's another thing, too, I think it's got to be kind of exclusive, somewhat. You know, meaning that, like, a side something, it can't happen like all the time. It's got to be like every so often, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because when it starts to be like all the time, the energy is just gonna be off, especially if she's really got situations. It's just gonna be like somebody gonna know somebody in that thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, it's just a way. And then,
once
like
or twice
said,
a month.
Yeah, and then like once you get that real connection with that person too, you know, the energy is just gonna be off because now, you know, like I said, it's a sense. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of times you just sense, you can probably just that something's off. So that's why you gotta just be real low key. And then like when I think with these side situations, they gotta have expiration dates. Because pretty soon,
no,
if it's like that,
you
I think
don't.
So.
You don't have
you
the best
so?
Situations. You don't have an expiration date because you're not looking for no expiration date. You understand me? The best situations are situations that don't have no extra shit attached to it. Talk about the best situation. Ain't no extra this, ain't no extra that. Everybody know they roll and they play it.
But somebody gonna be a side piece for like years and years and years and years and years. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
man, the best situations, yes, they are.
Wow.
The best.
I mean, I know what happens. Man. I know what happens. But it just seems like. After a
the
while,
best situations,
you know,
they last for a long. No, because listen, you got what you want at home for real. Like, let's be honest, you got your partner at home, but for whatever reason, whether you just in love with somebody, y'all can't be together. Whatever this reason is, you got somebody outside of your home, right? But men these days, they don't roll like they supposed to. They just don't. And then you just sit back and be like, man, bro, why you just can't play? Go there. Why you just can't play your role how you supposed to play your role? Why you can't just step in position and be okay? They can't.
Yeah.
Men are better detectives than women, man. Men will sit down and right by your house. They will stalk you. What I told you, like, I got cameras all around my house, man.
I done been outside. You're going to get that same energy if that's the case. I don't want that energy to be coming back.
I done been outside seeing somebody ride past my house that ain't had no business riding past my house.
Yeah, that's doing too much. See, that's doing too much.
You already know. Ain't no none of that. You ride past my house, though. I'm sitting here saying, oh, man, we out here chilling. I remember this situation. I'm telling them, man, we out here chilling tonight. We doing what we doing. And they like, oh, okay, cool. And then, boom, you ride past my house. Where they do this at? Why are you even riding past my house, bro? You not even supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? You supposed to be low key. I didn't have some of the craziest situations happen to me just by me being grabbed and having no titles. But people aren't accustomed to a woman not wanting a title or still being cool with you and doing what they got to do. I didn't experience it all. And I'm quick to tell the person I don't want a title. You know, I don't want a title. There was a point where I had two husbands at one point. That was amazing.
Yeah.
But again,
here's my thing, Black. After a while, I think the side thing got to get, like, because you only can creep for so long. That's why I say it's got to be an expiration date unless everything is, like, out on the table. Because after a while, you're going to, like, just be like, yo, because like I said, if it's a situation, like it becomes like a poly situation. Like if I'm always dealing with this person or whatever, and I got my main line, but I'm dealing with this side piece, and you know we doing that. She playing her position as the side piece, but after a while, I'm gonna get to the point where it's like, yo, I just want to be out in the open with my shit. Like, yo, I rock with both of y'all, or I rock with all three of y'all, or I rock with, you know what I'm saying, and then. So
that's you though. The lady say she done had a side piece for 20 years. I said, God damn, mom.
that'd be the whole families on the side. Like that'd be crazy. That You know what I'm saying?
But if you with somebody and you know this sucker not right, and they just ain't right, it ain't never been right, women, that's all they do is get them some on the side, and they ain't going to never get caught. That's it.
I don't know.
You let that man feel like he having the upper hand. You let that man feel like he doing what he doing, and you do what you do. It's simple. Mm.
Wow.
A woman sees this shit very different than a man. Because men are trying to have all this.
Yeah.
That's it. They want to have all the sense. They want to do what they do. A woman will ride out with a side dude far longer than a man can ride out with a side chick. Because more than likely, the man going to get the side chick pregnant, and then she going to get in her feelings, and she ready to go to the house. You knew you've been a side chick for 6 years, and now all of a sudden you got a baby. He still wants you to be the side chick, but now you want to tell.
Yeah. Well, see, that's why I said after a while you're gonna have to keep it a buck, because that's why I said they got expiration dates. I don't know, Black. I respect your perspective on it, but I don't know if I totally agree. Like, I think when it comes to the side piece, it's gotta. I mean, I'm not saying it can't get like, it can have an expiration date and then it can get re-sparked. You know what I'm saying? But when it's just, you can't just consistent. Like, it's running parallel with your main situation. I don't think
so
you can just keep running parallel. Huh?
How you going to set that up? Okay, well, we just going to deal with each other for a year. And after a year, I'm done.
Oh, no.
Like, you can't put no time on that.
No. What I'm saying is this, Black. Don't get me wrong. All right, when I say expiration date, it's not like I'm shout out to Yo Gotti and Lil Baby. I'm not saying put a date on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So as of this date, you know, we done. No, I'm saying, like, it just kind of, like, if it's a side situation, it kind of just evaporate. You know what I'm saying? After a while, it'll just run its course. That's the beauty of it. That's how you have.
Right.
That's how you have. How did I sum this up before? Because we talked about this somewhat before. That's how you have just like great memories instead of like nightmares. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got, that was a beautiful like situation. That's, like I said, that's how all my joints was. Like, go ahead. What you about to say?
Oh no, man. You Mo, you always been weird. Mo, so with you being weird, it's like, I don't know, man.
So you just saying like,
it'll fade itself out. Like, you ain't never been in a situation where some shit just faded itself out and you just went missing?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. That's the expiration date. That's what I'm talking about. It just fades itself out eventually. That's what I'm trying to say.
But what if the bond is strong and it just never fades itself out?
Then, this is my point, Black. So if the bond is strong and it never fades itself out, pretty soon you got to keep it a buck. That's what I'm trying to say. Pretty soon, after years and I'm not talking about like, all right, you know, months or something. Like, I'm talking about years and years and years. Like, so after a while with this situation, it's like you're going to have to come clean. Like, she's going to have to come clean with her main line or whatever, or whatever, because it's just, it's going to be, I can see it only can be precise for so long before somebody slip up and mess up. You know what I'm saying? And they get, and the secret gets out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't think it's just going to two people. You, really? Okay. No.
I'm just saying
this secret love affair. Nobody finds out about this secret love affair.
A woman
for 15 years
will never, ever be able to tell her man. And
but what if he just finds out? What if he just suspects after a while? You know what I'm saying?
How?
What if he suspects after a while? Because look, check this out, Black. What I'm trying to say is, I ain't trying to like toot my own horn or nothing like that. I'm really not. But what I'm saying is, if you get like a certain bond with a female, you like tagging that thing, you like tearing it up. You know what I'm saying? You all up in it. Like, cause when you in it, you like, this is mine. She gonna start walking different and just that, and she can't keep. She, that's why I said she can't have that like once or like every twice every month for like a, you know, 3 years. You know, because it's gonna, she gonna be different. You gonna put your thing down on her so much that it's, she gonna something gonna be off where they gonna be able to sense it. You see what I'm saying? Does what I'm saying make any type of sense, a little sense or whatever? You know, it's like a sense. It's like a...
This is... Okay, so we're having a conversation. And that's the thing. That's what men feel, and that's not me. And this
hold
is
on,
just
hold
me
on.
Telling you, that's not
hold
me.
On, you were fading out a little bit. Repeat that again, because I don't know. It kind of fade out. I didn't hear what you said.
Okay. We're having a conversation that we
hold on, like your phone kind of going out. Hold on, I can't hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
A little bit. It's kind of going in and out. I don't know if you was like in a spot where it kind of got a little shifty as far as like the reception.
Okay. Is it good now?
Yeah, now you're good. Now you're clear. Yeah, you're clear now.
Okay, so listen. That's what men think, and women let them think that. But I'm giving you a jewel 101. That's not the case.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you why that's not the case. Man feel like, you know, he running it down, and he can tell her walk, and da-da-da-da-da, whatever the case may be, right? But all of that shit really be women playing on your ego. Because if she go see her side dude, she not going to sleep with you for a day or two anyways. You got some women that'll sleep with you the same day and not give a fuck. That's how you're not going to miss a beat. Vagina is a muscle. That motherfucker going to contract and get used to what it's used to. You understand me? So with that being said, if she been running y'all at the same time, that shit ain't going to, you're not even going to know the difference. A woman,
black, bro. That thing, like, what I'm trying to say, look, I'm telling you from
bro,
a, from
all she got to do is sit in a hot motherfucking bath. I don't care what
okay,
y'all
okay.
say. I've seen plenty of women do it. I know the game. I'm a woman.
Black.
Like, most of these women that men feel like, man, my woman will never cheat on me. She cheating out of my family.
I ain't saying that. I don't want to say that. But what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying? Like you just said, it's a muscle. So it's like a glove. When you put on a glove, you know when it fits. Like that glove fits you a certain way. So you put on you go to put on this glove. You like, damn, hold on. Like it's a little different. Like this glove,
she gotta just sit in the hot water and say Epsom salt. If she went off and she got ran down by this dude, I'm giving you the cold now. I'm giving you the cheat code.
Okay,
all right,
here we go.
I'm listening. Don't be back. All she got to do is sit in some Epsom salt and some fucking water. And then you got all these tightening creams and all this shit that you can tighten that bitch back up. None of that shit matters, bro. You got to think, after a woman come off her cycle, that thing going to be extra tight anyways, right? Her body done refreshed itself. So that you would prefer it to be, a woman would be like, okay, if it's tighter, he good. You know what I'm saying? Long as it's not looser. That's the model, you know, and that's giving you the G-code. So there's not one man alive that can say, I know my chick ain't sleeping with nobody else, and I can't prove them wrong. You got some loyal women out there, but everybody go through shit. So a loyalty on a woman is, as long as shit is gravy, shit is good, is, you know, we're going to make it work. When it comes down to the fact that shit ain't good, but your lady just not going nowhere, she going to go do what she got to do. She going to go find her. She's making herself happy, but she's going to go find that extra happiness outside, and then she going to come back inside and bring that happiness to you. You know what I'm saying? That's all that is. Like, no, a man can't tell. And a woman is strategic. She not finna go. She know what size her man is. She not finna go get no dick hung like Donkey Kong. She's not doing that. Like, y'all fail to realize that. She gauging all of these things. She know how to move.
So
she know when to move. She know how to move, and she know what to move with.
So let me ask you this, Black. And let me ask you this. Now, I know it's SG Black right now. You know what I'm saying? You're on your spiritual, mm-hmm. you know, and I get it. But we going back to, like, I just went back to the my savage days. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go back to Miss Lovely Black. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go back to that, right? So, all right. So now let's put this out, right? So I don't even think maybe you women be understanding that because, you know, and I didn't understand until I got of age and I can kind of see it. I can almost sense when a woman that had sex recently, like I said, I'm not having sex with her, but I can just see
because
the way she's walking.
Pheromones and so on and so forth.
Yeah. I can sense like if a woman like had sex like the night before, like I had to see her walking, like I'm like, oh, somebody was in that thing. Like, you know, or when somebody in a world, woman ain't had sex in a minute and she just walking like, damn, she need to be dicked up. Like you can tell the difference. I'm telling you, Black. So that's what I'm trying to say. So you know. It's like little sense, and that's something you can't, it's like a sixth sense. It's like I can't describe it. It's just like you feel it. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yo, somebody been in that thing. You know, or you like I said, like if I'm just meeting somebody for the first time.
I know about the pheromones. Miss Lovely okay. Black knows about the pheromones.
Okay.
Miss
so
Lovely Black knows about all of that energy.
Yes.
But
yes.
We know how to realign our pheromones. We know how to do what
now
we
you
do. If somebody, you got to think about it. Even in, you know, yeah, I'm spiritual. I'm, you know, I ain't moving wrong. But even then, you know, you got toys. You got all of these things. So when you talking to a person, you know, I'm single. Well, how you single? What you been doing? Man, I got toys. That's going to give you the same thing because you're releasing that orgasm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's ways around that, bro. I can't even make this shit up. It's ways around it. And so now you in your head and you're like, I don't even want to be in my head and think about is this motherfucker doing toys or if she just, you know what I'm saying, she just on this type of time. Listen.
Oh.
A man will never be wiser than a woman in that aspect. And this is why men get caught cheating way more than women. Because women are wise. They know what to do. All you got to do is hit that reset. That reset bath, you know what that shit is? When you talking about, what you're talking about is pheromones, right? Which
yeah.
is an energy that a woman
And I'm
going to
talk about
off.
Toys. I'm going to talk about the
Guess
toys. I'm going to tell you the difference.
Do.
But go ahead.
You realign your energy. That's what you do. And that's what I always did. A motherfucker could never call me out.
Here's the thing, old Black. All right, so here's the thing when it comes to the toys of women. Because I've never been a big fan of toys, you know what I mean, with women using toys. I know they do it because, you know, you get off. That's how women, you know, get their thing off when they just by themselves and stuff like that. I get it. It's one thing with toys, but it's another thing when it comes to a woman being with a man because it's position. So that's when you're going to get the different walk. A toy ain't going to make you walk different. A toy just going to satisfy you. And
Dick,
you
know how much dick
get
I done had that ain't make me walk different? I don't know what kind of dick that
I'm
you been
getting. I'm not talking about the wax.
Kind of
I'm talking about the good stuff. I'm talking about the stuff that when you were thinking about it, that when you have a flashback and you know, your thing get a little creamy that or wet or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the shit that was trash. Of course, you like that shit was trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, you probably dry up
okay,
thinking about
that's
it.
Okay,
like,
that's the thing.
See,
okay,
like,
Mo, listen to what I'm saying. Okay, right, this is Miss Lovely Black talking. Like,
okay.
let's right. just get there, okay?
Talk about it.
As a bad motherfucking bitch, you understand me? I've always
yes.
had a main nigga until I didn't want a main nigga, right? But my
All
main
right.
nigga, he got a lot of money. He was a millionaire. Me being a bad bitch, you know, having a name, being out here in the streets, you know, I had a moment, right? One,
yeah.
I'm not finna go pick no nigga that know my nigga. That's number one. Number two,
okay.
I'm not finna go get no nigga dick bigger than my nigga dick. That's just that. Number
okay.
three, I know how to line my fucking energy. So I'm going to go sit in this bathroom. And you know, like, this ain't SG because we got a shower in our bathroom mat, so I ain't soaking. But, you know, Miss Lovely Black going to go sit in a liner. A line and do a reset bath. What's that? Light your candles around your fucking tub. Run you a fucking bubble bath as hot as you can goddamn stand it. You put your fucking essential oil, jojoba oil in there. You put your damn Epsom salt in there. You put you a little bit of milk in there. You know what I'm saying? To get them motherfucking, you know, to get shit right, right? And, okay. you know, you can put some herbs in there if you want to, right? But this is a reset. So now you're resetting your energy after you dealt with somebody. So once you reset your energy, ain't nobody going to be able to tell your pheromones anything because you didn't reset your damn self, all right? Now when you get out, you sitting here smiling, peaches and cream. You got fresh energy and what your man is accustomed to. You understand me? So when I tell you that no matter what a man say to me about, oh, I know this and I know that, I've had people look me in my face, oh, I know, and I'm they chick. Oh, yeah, my chick ain't playing. I know better. And I'm sitting there looking at them like, if you only knew. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, those are my savage days. I can assure you that if you know what you're doing, a man will not know any goddamn thing. Like, and
okay.
That's just that.
But look, Black, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got some maturity about yourself. You know what I'm saying? You done been through some things. You know what I'm saying? You done evolved and all this other stuff. But you think the average female is doing all the stuff
yes.
that you just said?
Because it's passed down from our grannies, dog. This shit ain't from the streets. This shit is given to us from our grannies. So just FYI, our grannies are teaching us how to keep it right. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep it on point. Like, do what you got
to
do.
How to move a subject. Okay.
Exactly. Right. That's where your mama or your granny, that's where you're going to find out how to move a certain way. When people felt like, oh, okay, your granny was sitting at home and she wasn't doing nothing and she had this one man, but she'd leave and go to the store and come back 45 minutes later and come and cook the whole house dinner and make sure that the house is clean and all of that. Man, that's because your granddaddy wasn't an alignment and he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. So she didn't went and seen Mr. Earl, and Mr. Earl done got her right. See, Mr. Earl done gave her that fuel so that she could come home and love this raggedy husband of hers better. That's just how that goes. So when women do it, it's a reason. Men do it just because. When women do it, it's because the nigga that she got laying next to her is not in alignment. That nigga is slipping in the bedroom. That nigga is slipping on the paycheck. This nigga done got caught up, whatever the case may be. You know, so women stay because they love you. But loving you ain't got nothing to do with if they going to step out or not. That ain't got nothing to do with that. I love you, but I'm finna go and make sure that I'm straight. But you get people that feel like, oh, okay, I just want a woman that don't cheat and don't do this and don't do that. And the smart woman is going to go backwards. You're going to go to that relationship that failed, but that could have been great, and then you're going to turn that into a side nigga or turn that into a side chick. So you already know y'all can go out, y'all comfortable around each other. You ain't worried about mistaking you because they ain't got no snake in them because y'all done did what y'all done did before. And you make it do what it do. You ain't finna go get no nigga hung like Donkey Kong, and your nigga not hung like Donkey Kong. That's not what you're doing here. That's not how that works, you know. Your nigga can be small. You might go get a nigga dick that's a little bit bigger, but that may be the nigga. That may be the dude that you was dealing with before this nigga. Pussy gonna feel the same because he had to get you when your pussy felt how it felt after you left this nigga. You understand me? It's ways around this shit, Mo, and I'm giving you all the jewels tonight. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just think about this, Mo. If me and you meet up and we get together and we dating and then we start sleeping with each other, right? But I was fucking the nigga that I was fucking before you, right? My pussy was already accustomed to him. I don't care who you are. That woman pussy is going to be grafted out to the last man that she had sex with. That's how that goes.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
So then, now look. So look now. Listen to what I'm telling you. But here's the get around of that. So when you get in this pussy, it's grafted to my ex dick. You know what I'm saying? So boom, my ex didn't cut it, right, for whatever reason. So he done got pushed to the side. Now you the main nigga. So you know what this pussy feels like. You go to fucking up. You go to doing what you're doing. Guess where I'm going? Back to the ex nigga. You already know what the pussy feel like. Come on now. What did you say?
That's true. That's
what did
true.
You
okay.
say,
that's the part you said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
The real part. Yeah, no, that part is real. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I had an expiration. That's what that brings us full circle because that's like what I said. It kind of had an expiration date because, like, we could be thinking, certain people can be thinking they a main when they really a side. You know what I'm saying? And they don't even know. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever, right?
But no, like she like she done moved on to the new nigga. But see,
that's
the ex
what
nigga, for whatever reason,
it
he the ex, right? He cut it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now you go, but look, the ex didn't cut it.
But it was
but
a reason why
right.
It didn't work, though. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
It didn't work because emotionally it wasn't aligned, but the sex was great. So you get into this new shit, and then emotionally it's aligning, but the sex garbage. So now you got the emotional fix with your current, and then you got the good.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, there was something that made that fizzle out, because you said that person was you was with that person before you got with the newest person, right? But the newest person didn't work out, so you had the other person on deck because sex was good and you like blah blah blah. But emotionally, that didn't work out, right? Because it fizzled out. That's why you moved on. So what I'm saying is,
because the way you saying you. And somebody just tune in and just think that I'm doing all of this shit. No, that's not.
Yeah, no. hypothetically speaking. Hypothetically speaking for the people. Black is chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Right now.
Black is energy. Black is spiritual goddess. So let's, like, I'm hashtag
right.
Happy Married Man. Black is hashtag spiritual
hashtag
goddess. So let's not
goddess.
Get it.
Right.
So let's not get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking hypothetical.
Right.
So that's all I'm
right.
trying to say is, that's all I'm trying to say is, like, shout out to Ghetto Boys, Bushwick Bill, right? He had this song called I Can Steal All My Ex-Girls, right? So that's the perfect thing of what I'm trying to say is like this, like, guys think that way. You know what I'm saying? We always think, like, whatever ex you had, like, if the scenario runs back around, I can get it again. You know what I'm saying? But it was a reason why it faded or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, so that's what I'm trying to say. It's not going to run concurrent. So, like, say you're in a new situation right now, and shit ain't working out, and the chick, she get a dude that's a side dude or whatever, right? And it could have been a dude that she might have talked to before or whatever. They maybe never took it to that level, but now since she having some situations and she going through it with her current relationship, she go back, and then they take it there. So what I'm saying is, all right, so that's one scenario. So now they take it there. So, like, it's a new situation. So now she kind of juggling, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of feeling now she's going to be thinking, like, I might switch up and leave my situation if this doesn't go right because that could be something like that, right? Or it could be a situation where she was her previous relationship, she was having sex with this person or whatever, and they just couldn't get there emotionally, but they was having sex, you know what I'm saying? They had good sex, but emotionally it could never be a relationship, you know what I'm saying? It was just like friends with benefits, you know what I'm saying? But she moved on, and she, you know, she in her current situation, married or whatever, but now she's going back to the friends with benefits. What I'm saying is the friends with benefits is going to be there, but it's not going to just keep running parallel, you know what I'm saying? After a while, like, it could get good, and they could run it. But it's going to have to – because if she's in a committed marriage or something like that, it's only so far it's going to be able to go before shit is going to hit the fan. So she got to, like, pull back and, like, it can just be every – so it can't be, like, we meeting up every month, two times a month. It's going to, like – you keep doing that for year and year. And year. No, that's not going to happen. It's not going to – she's going to get pregnant or – something going to happen. They're going to be out somewhere. Somebody that they know going to see them. Somebody going to see them flirting on social. Something's going to happen. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So what I'm saying is, in most cases, these side situations, yeah, it could be a jump off every now and then. But or it could just be concurrent with your current marriage or situation. I'm just saying, hashtag happy marriage, man. But I'm saying if that was the case, no, because eventually – is going to hit the fan. That's what I'm just trying to say. So you got to kind of stick and move, like, a little bit.
It won't, because you ain't thinking like that, and it won't. Like, bro, if you thinking,
you could be,
if you slipping on your pippin, it won't, Mo. It won't. It don't have to hit the fan. If you get sloppy, if you start moving recklessly, if you start just, I got to get out, then, boom, you know, somebody going to suspect something. If you go out once a week, you know what I'm saying? You go out once a week or once every other week, and you keep that same routine for years and years and years, and motherfucker ain't going to expect shit.
Okay. All right. So I got to ask, before we get into the world-famous Chapo, because this is a good – I'm fascinated by this conversation that we have. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Like I said, once again, not the spiritual goddess, but before, you know what I'm saying? What was your longest situation that you, situationship? Because that's what we're talking about, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So what was your longest situation that you had some dude that you was dealing with? That was your dude. You know what I'm saying? But you had this dude on the side. How long did it last? How was the longest one of the?
Okay. So I'm going to tell you, I have a situation in particular, right? So, boom. I was with my person, right? And he sent somebody to my house to fix something at my house. And when they got there, you know, me and Buddy, you know, chilling. Like, we was, like, super cool, right? We ended up getting super cool. And he ended up saying, like, all right, so check this out. This is the amount that I'm going to tell him that it's going to cost. You take half and you give me half. Boom. You know, you're already done. Like, that was his way of trying to holler at me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, that's what's up. So we did that. Now, me and the nigga chilling for a minute. Like, man, this had to be a good year and a half, 2 years. I'm on my shit. My folks don't know nothing, like, because he done already put me up on game. You know, like, this is the shit that niggas do. Like, he calling me, letting me hear my nigga in the background talking to other chicks, da-da-da, right? But me and him,
Wait, so he knew your main dude?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, so that was a homeboy.
He wasn't a homeboy. He was somebody that did a certain type of work. He did work. He had his own business. So my dude knew him from having his business. No, my dude so dope. This nigga had a business. So he knew him for, okay, hypothetically speaking, just say he knew how to do floors, right? So people know him for doing floors. You know what I'm saying? So my dude so dope. So when I had to get something done, like, he like, okay, I know this person right here. You can hit him up. Okay, boom. When the person get there, the person see me, the person, like, he know he can't just come at me any kind of way because, you know, you dealing with this big money ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, you just ask around him, he got to come at me right. So he said to me was, I'm going to tell the nigga it's going to be this. You take it and give me half. You get half. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got you on that, right? And so I'm like, okay, boom. He had already knew that I knew that my nigga wasn't shit and I was fighting women by him and all that. He had already knew all that, right? So basically, me and him just was cool for a while because I was scared to move on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So we cool for a while. We chilling at night. We chilling, you know, da da. We end up dealing with each other for about a year and a half, 2 years. This nigga here gets sloppy. He get real sloppy. Now, I'm not, the side nigga. He gets sloppy. I'm not breaking a sweat. I'm on routine. I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do.
He's getting a little bit more brash with it.
Yeah,
now he's just like, fuck it, I don't even care.
So you done talked to somebody and told somebody something. You know what I'm saying? About me. And that person that you thought was cool with you done snitched to my dude, right? My side dude done hit me up. Like, he done hit me up one day, and he in the car because they going to go handle another job, right? So this particular job, my dude owned the business. So he trying to get the contract. So he hit me on the phone like, man, this nigga here trying to go get the contract. I don't want to work for this nigga. You know, yada, yada, right? But it's somebody around you, nigga. So the nigga get out the car, and the other nigga that was in the car told my nigga, say, hey, I think he was on the phone with your people, man, just the way he was talking. So my people, right, just on some other shit, just picked up this man's phone, going through his phone, man.
Oh, shit.
And found my information in this man's phone.
Okay.
So then, 30 minutes later, this side nigga hit me like, yo, I just went off on this nigga and put this nigga out. He had the right, da-da-da. This nigga done went through my phone, so he see me and you talking, da-da-da. I don't know what all he seen. So I'm like, man, that nigga can't read for real. So I don't want him to be out here reading the messages. See my number.
Yeah.
And then he seen that you just talked to me. Why is you even calling me? Why are you around this man? Like, what is you doing? So he trying to cover it up. But I fell. Now, at that point, I fell back from the nigga because you out of pocket right now. So
okay.
My nigga never said nothing to me.
He never said nothing?
He never
he
said
went,
nothing.
But the side dude said that he picked up his phone and was going through his phone, though, right?
Let me tell you something. This is how I know the game, man. My nigga just start coming around more, riding by the house in the middle of the night, like doing shit like that. I've always had cameras around my house. So I'm watching him do what he do. So he wouldn't say nothing, but he just clamped down heavy trying to catch me. You ain't going to catch me doing shit because he is expired. He done blew
exactly.
His head, you understand? Like, you ain't going to catch me doing nothing.
So you made my, point. You said
he
expired.
He had to go.
We
didn't create an expiration
date.
He created his own expiration date by being... Like, dude, why would you call me with this man around you thinking that people are going to be solid? You know what I'm saying? The
grievance. Yeah.
That was the only situation that I know that I had that I was a willing participant in. You know what I'm saying? Like, on that type of time. Well, no, it was two. But that's why, right? I'm like, no, I had to let that go. You know what I'm saying? Now,
based on
what you saying, like, eventually you got to tell somebody. Quick story time. So, boom, I was dating this guy. And all of these stories when I was younger. These are early 20s.
That's what
so
I was just about saying. I'm not talking about the spiritual goddess. We're talking about the real Miss Lovely Black back in the day. So
right. So I'm dating this guy, right? And this guy, you know what I'm saying, he moved a big weight, you know what I'm saying? But he was one of them dudes that just talked like a bitch, right? But he just, because he was moving so much weight, you know, he getting girls that he wouldn't normally get. That's how he got me, you know what I'm saying? So me and the dude chilling, kicking it, and, you know, you telling me one thing, but you doing something else. So then some chick ran down on me. Like, yeah, you know, me and him together, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, girl, I don't know nothing about you. Oh, you know about me? I'm like, dude, what are you talking about, right? And this chick here way older than me. You know, my sister ended up having to go check that hoe because, bitch, you way older than me. I don't even know who you is, right? So then I come to find out this man dealing with my homies and all kind of shit. He just trying to do whatever. I never said nothing. I never broke a sweat. I never broke character with him because he broke bread. So, you know, it is what it is. So when he had a homie that I knew was his homie that used to stay in the same house with him, you know, getting on his feet. So his homie had a friend that was talking to my cousin. So he come run down on my cousin one day, and he got my ex homeboy, my ex best friend in the car with him. So my ex best friend like, what's up? You know, I'm like, shit, I'm good, you know. We don't violate like that. You know, you the best friend. You know, even though I don't fuck with him no more, da-da-da. He like, man, fuck that, you know.
Yeah,
you know, black
yeah.
was fire. So he like, fuck that
yeah.
shit, you know. And I'm like, no, yeah. we can't really do it like that. So he was persistent. So at the same time, he like, man, do you really think this man, you know, on the right timing when it came to you? Like, and I know he wasn't. Like, bitch, you fuck my friend. Like, this girl... Mama put her out, and I let her move in my granny's house with me. And then you jumping down on her. So, you know, I'm mad now, and I'm petty to the highest levels. So
exactly.
I ended up talking to his best friend. Me and his best friend talked for over a year. And then I just really felt bad because I know that was his best friend. You know what I'm saying? So I was the one who told him that me and his best friend had been talking for a year. Him and his best friend feuded for years after that.
Exactly.
years after that.
So now, to put a bow on it, you made my point. That's all I was just trying to say is I wasn't saying like you putting all right, we're only going to deal with each other for a year, and then once the year is up, it expired. But I'm just saying like you got this side situation, and you got something, you know, a stable situation that you with, but you got the little side. Like it's got to be, you know what I'm saying? Because you can do everything that you know what I'm saying? All you can do is really focus on what you can do. You know what I'm saying?
I know like people right now to this day that got people that ain't no expiration date on it, though. I'm just telling you quick stories where I had to end some shit. But I know somebody right now, man, that's 10 years in with their side person and they freaking married. Like, happily married.
Like shout out to that. That's rare, though. It happens. I'm not saying it don't happen, but that's rare. That's rare. That's one of them.
It ain't rare. She's smart as shit, man. Her and her husband brought a house. She made sure that man brought a house in the next county over from where they were staying at, and so she go back to the other county and see her side dude. They got a plan. She said, we don't deviate from a plan. A woman would not deviate from a plan. So you would feel like, man, you know, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, my wife come home a little bit later because she work a little bit late. Not long, maybe 30 minutes. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, that's when she go get her fix, 15 minutes, 5 minutes of travel, 20 minutes, 5 minutes of travel. Yes, boom. And she done it for years. So you feel like that shit for work, but at the end of the day, that's when she sneak. That's when she get her time in with her sneaking me. Women are way more strategic than men. Men will fuck up because the energy will change and they don't know how. That's all.
Wow. Well, this was a fascinating conversation. Once again, this was why can't men be good side dudes like women? And me and Black went back and forth on this topic. I can't wait to run it back and just listen to the show. But because we was talking some shit tonight. You know what I mean? So we only got about 9 minutes left. So real quick.
Dang, really?
Exactly. That's what I said. We was going in on this topic. So we about to get into my favorite part of the show. So this is the world-famous chop-up. So anybody that's new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my ish on certain things that I thought was just interesting throughout the week. So usually I ask Black, you know what I'm saying, does she got anything to bring to the world-famous chop-up? It's only like 9 minutes, so, you know, I can definitely hold this down. So unless Black, I don't know if you had anything that you just really wanted to get off your chest. Okay, all right. So with that being the case, just a few quick topics. I'm going to give like a quick review of Tuesday's show. You know, big shout out to the world famous Chop Up on Twitter Tuesdays on my Motions Twitter page. Shout out to my host Kev Hurt. You know, we live and direct and chop it up every Twitter Tuesday. So some of the things I'm working on this week is, let's see, shout out to Yo Gotti. You know what I'm saying? He released a new album. Is called I Should Show You So. I believe that's what it's called. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to run that down and chop it up and, you know, review that album. So shout out to DJ Drama. So it's a Yo Gotti DJ Drama album. But it's like a double album, meaning that if you like DJ Drama, you know, you got DJ Drama just pumping up the songs and, you know, talking over the songs and hyping it up. But then he also has the second version where it's just the songs. So I guess, you know, if they're going to play at a club or something like that or a strip club or whatever, you know, you don't want to hear the DJ Drama talking over it. So we're definitely going to chop it up on that. So, you know, shout out to Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Yo Gotti, back at it. Another topic that I'm working on, you know, shout out to football season. Football season's coming back. You know, we're into the fall. Kids are starting to go back to school. So, you know. Once fall comes around, football is back in full effect, so I can't wait, you know, so now I can really get into my sports report real thoroughly. So, you know, being that it is football season and we're talking Memphis, you know, with Yo Gotti, we're going to talk a little bit of the Tennessee Titans. So shout out to the Tennessee Titans. They've got a couple interesting storylines. So one is who's going to be the starting QB for Tennessee this year. So will it be Ryan Tannehill? You know, he's been holding down the starting position for quite some time. They did draft a quarterback last year. I can't think of his name, black dude, came in, tried to do his thing. I don't think he was ready for it. I don't even remember his name. That's how I know he wasn't ready for the spotlight, because I believe last year I kind of jotted his name down. I was like, all right, I'm going to follow what he's doing and see what he does. But when he got the call, he didn't step up. So they did draft another QB this year, Will Levis. You had about, four top-notch, quarterback recruits coming into this year's draft that was drafted. Will Levis was, like, the only white dude that was slated to go in, like, the first round or whatever. But he dropped in the draft. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say he's too jacked up, because quarterback's not supposed to be all built. So we'll see, we'll see what he does as he competes for the starting job to see if he can take it from Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee. Also, the running back position has been a very dicey subject going into this season because, now with the offenses being opened up and the rule changing and stuff like that, it's a quarterback's league. So now, any top flight, football team, it all starts with the quarterback now. So you got to have, a Patrick Mahomes or a Joe Burrow or the Browns, we got Deshaun Watson. Shout out to my Cleveland Browns. I want to see what we're going to do this year. So you got to have, Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. You got to have a dynamic QB. That's the name of the game. And then you got to have some targets. You got to have that receiver or a tight end. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to, Travis Kelce out of Kansas City. You know what I'm saying? That Patrick Mahomes to Kelce is like the unbeatable combination. That's why they was able to win the Super Bowl last year. So everybody wants that 1-2 punch. And nowadays, the running back position, which used to be like a vital part of the offense, hasn't been the case, because people look at running backs like they like cars. Once they get a certain amount of miles on them, people don't want to pay the running back position. And, of course, the running back position has been a staple, from Bo Jackson back in the, even further back, the first running back, actually Jim Brown, but, that was before my time, but, he was a Cleveland representative. So shout out to Jim Brown also. He just passed a few months ago. He transitioned. But, he was the first rough, tough running back. And then you had Walter Payton with the 85 Bears. You had Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson was playing two sports, football and baseball. Then you had Barry Sanders. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was elusive with Barry Sanders. Then you had Emmitt Smith winning 3 Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys. So, the running back position over the years has been a staple. But now, it's kind of like it's a running back by committee. There's not that workhorse running back no more because people want to put up points and, you can score quicker by just, passing the ball. So people aren't running the ball like they used to. So I say that to say this because Tennessee has Derrick Henry, who's been one of the top running backs in the league for quite some time. But now it's like, is it a car? Because especially once running backs get to be about 30, late 20s now, And people are already looking for the replacement. Shout out to Cleveland. We got a workhorse running back and Nick Chubb. Want to see what he's going to do this year. But it's going to be an interesting topic because, the running back position, they feel like they're not getting these big contracts like other positions. And, they feel like they're being devalued. So I'm just eager to see, what the running back position is going to look like going into this year. And specifically, like I said, we're going to, showcase Tennessee, as we get ready for the new season. And then probably the last topic, I'm debating this topic, but, we have 2 hit movies this particular summer. One is Barbie, for the females out there, I don't give a shit about that. But, Barbie has been a big time hit for, all the females. They want to go see Barbie and wear pink and all this other stuff. And it seems like a winning combination because, of course, being guys, we've always had, nostalgic things from our childhood, like Transformers and G.I. Joe and, whatnot. But now I was like, wow, they really never had like a movie about, a female toy, So, Barbie's been popular, but we're not talking about that. I know that's a popular movie this summer, but the other popular movie this summer has been Oppenheimer. So for the people out there, people of our ilk, because I didn't even know who he was, I'm just seeing Oppenheimer. Then, I did my due diligence and I know who he is, But me and Kev, I think we're going to just chop it up and discuss who is Oppenheimer and why is this movie so popular. You know, it's selling out all across different, you know, movie complexes. But basically, you know, Oppenheimer, he was he was in a physics scientist, you know, so he basically, him, Albert Einstein, a couple of other top flight scientists, they came up with the atomic bomb. And Oppenheimer was really his brainchild to really, you know, put this out there. But, of course, you know, the United States is the only country ever to drop the atomic bomb, you know, happened in World War II. They dropped it in Japan and ended the war. So, you know, we're going to, like, chop it up. I'll probably geek out on that a little bit. So, you know, that's what we're talking about for the world-famous chop-up. So, you know, we got about a minute left in the show, so let me just, I guess, you know, just give quick shout out. So once again, shout out to Black. Another awesome topic tonight, man. We really just chopped it up, man. So classic piece of conversation. You know what I'm saying? We was just going back and forth on tonight's topic. Shout out to me. I know it was short and sweet, but for the world famous chop up, and definitely, you know, follow if you want to put a face with the voice. Check me out on IG, you know, Mobins, MOBINNS. Just keep it respectful. Follow the Real Adult Talk Twitter page. You know, we spell it TAWK. Of course, me and Black, we put that country twang on it. I will be dropping my top 10 starlets in the game. I would say hopefully by the end of the summer, man. So hopefully that will be by the end of this month. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully before Labor Day. I'm going to try my best to do it. I already got it down to, I got my top five. I just got to do the bottom five. And I'm getting closer, man. I just kind of dropped this thing. I talk. This has been Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz. Of course, we do this every Sunday fun day. So, you know, log on and listen. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And until next week, everybody be safe, peace, and love.